President Bush will have a friendlier Congress to work with starting next year. In yesterday's election, Republicans built on their majorities in both the House and the Senate. They picked up 4 seats in the Senate, giving them 55 votes there. In the House, the pickup was at least 4 seats. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
As usual, the vast majority of senators and House members who ran for re-election prevailed. In fact, only one sitting senator lost, but it was a key one. Minority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota was defeated by former Republican House member John Thune. Daschle this morning thanked supporters for his more than 25 years of elective office.
I've had the opportunity to serve our state as a member of the House of Representatives, as a member of the United States Senate, as Minority Leader of the United States Senate, and Majority Leader of the United States Senate. And it is an honor for which I will be grateful for the rest of my life.
Senator-elect Thune, who narrowly lost 2 years ago to South Dakota's other Democratic senator, had plenty of help unseating Daschle. Among the many Republicans who came to campaign for him was Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. That raised eyebrows since it broke a tradition of party leaders refraining from working directly to defeat their counterparts across the aisle. Frist spent today hopping from tarmac to tarmac, doing victory appearances with some of his other freshmen-elect in an increasingly solid Republican South. Republicans picked up 5 seats that were held by retiring Democrats in North and South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Louisiana. At a stop at the Columbia, South Carolina airport, Frist pledged to put the past year's partisanship behind him.
Now is the time, and I think by the end of today, when all these elections are wrapped up, for us all to concentrate on governing, on working together, on reaching across the aisle, on getting the very best out of everybody at the table, whoever they are.
But the new members of the freshman Republican class could make that difficult. All except Florida's Mel Martinez are former House members from the conservative wing of the party. In South Carolina, Jim DeMint talked about his sweeping plan to overhaul the income tax system.
This tax code is killing jobs in this country. It's making us less competitive. It's costing Americans hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and it's dumb to keep it.
Partisanship looks likely to continue in the House as well, where Republicans had picked up 4 seats with 5 races yet to be settled. New York Republican Congressman Tom Reynolds, who heads the House GOP campaign committee, all but taunted Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who'd had plenty of sharp words for Republicans during the course of the campaign.
She lost seats. This is a demoralizing loss for House Democrats and is personally damaging to Leader Pelosi.
Reynolds in particular noted the good night Republicans had in Texas, where a controversial redistricting scheme resulted in the defeat of 4 Democrats with a combined 68 years of seniority. There were a few bright spots for the Democrats. African-American rising star Barack Obama will represent Illinois in the Senate, while in Colorado, brothers Ken and John Salazar will fill formerly Republican seats in the Senate and House, respectively. And in Illinois, businesswoman Melissa Bean knocked off Phil Crane, who'd served his suburban Chicago district for 35 years, the longest of any Republican House member. Bean said she was honored.
We hear a lot about suburban apathy and people feeling disconnected and that it really doesn't matter, but I think you all proved that it does matter who represents us in Washington.
With Daschle's defeat, Senate Democrats now have to elect a new leader. That's likely to be Harry Reid of Nevada, now the number 2. But that will set up a race to fill Reid's slot. Republicans, meanwhile, have to do the really heavy lifting of governing. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.